Perek Yud of Sefer Ezra. It's Elie Fisher delivering a shiur for the Nach Yomi podcast of the OU. Okay, so we left off. Ezra had just spoken a tefillah, a public tefillah to God, confessing the sins of the people, you know, particularly that they had gone in the ways of their forefathers and were being subject to the toevot, to the abominations of the surrounding people. In doing so, Ezra started to attract the crowd. Ukit palel Ezra, as Ezra prayed, ukehit vadoto, and as he confessed, boche, crying, umitnapel of nebet elokim, and falling, right? Falling down, prostrating himself in front of the Beit HaMikdash. Nikvitzu elav miYisrael kahal rav ma'od, a very large group of Israelites, of Jews, gathered around. Anashim v'nashim v'yiladim, men, women, and children. Kivachu ha'am harbei becha, because the people were, they cried a lot. Right, so we have Ezra's demonstration worked. Right? It was a very emotional scene that Ezra did. Vayan Shechaniah ben Yechiel mibnei Elam, and Shechaniah ben Yechiel from the people of Elam. Elam is a place in Persia. Vayomer Ezra, and he said to Ezra, Anachnu ma'alnu ve'elokeinu. Right, he does an actual vidui. I mean, Ezra was confessing on behalf of the people. This guy is saying, you know, I'm one of the guys who did it. We have trespassed against God. Anayshev nashim nachriot. We have married foreign women. Me'ameh aretz, from the nations of the land. And now yesh mikveh Yisrael al zot. Right? There's still hope for Israel about this. And now nechrut brit lelokeinu. We're gonna make a deal, right? We're gonna make a covenant with God. Lahotzi kol nashim hanolad mehem, the hanolad mehem, right? To get rid of, to divorce all of the women and all anybody born of them, be'atzat Adonai, right? At the council, according to the council of Hashem, ve'acharidim b'mitzvat Elokeinu, and those that quake at His commandment. V'chatorah ye'aseh, and it will be done according to the Torah. We're going to take the advice of God and those who quake at His word, and the words of the Torah will be done. Kum, ki alecha hadavar v'anachnu imcha, chazik v'aseh. So he says to Ezra, arise, get up, right? Because this is yours, right? It's up to you, and we're with you, right? Chazik, strengthen yourself, v'aseh. And do it. Right, so we have, you know, Ezra is encouraged by one of the people who, you know, one of the intermarried people himself. Vayokam Ezra. Ezra got up. Vayishba et tzarei ha-kohanim ha-valviyim v'chol Yisrael lasot kadavar hazeh. Vayishaveyu. He made everybody swear, the leaders of the Kohanim and Leviim and all of Yisrael, to do this, and they swore. Vayokam Ezra lefnei beit ha-elokim. Ezra got up in front of the Beit HaMikdash, and the crowd that was there. Vayelech alishkat Yehochanan ben Eliashiv. He went to the office, to the chamber of Yehochanan ben Eliashiv. Vayelech sham. He went there. Lechem lo achalu mayim lo shata. He didn't eat bread or drink water. He mitabel al mal hagola, because he was still in mourning about this violation perpetrated by the people who returned from the exile. Vayaviru kol biyehuda. And they sent the word out throughout Yehuda, Uvi Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, L'chol b'nei ha-gula, to all the people that had come back from Galut, L'kavetz Yerushalayim, to gather in Yerushalayim. V'chol asher lo yavo l'shloshet yamim katzat asarim v'azkenim yechram kol rechusho. Anybody that wouldn't come for those 3 days, right, according to the council of the leaders, the princes, and the elders, Yeharam kol ruchusho, all of his property would be confiscated, v'huyi badel mikahal ha-gola, and he would be separated from the community of that returned from captivity, meaning he would be put in chirim, quite literally, he would be excommunicated. So here you see Ezra actually wielding some hard power. Throughout this story, Ezra doesn't really wield hard power. We saw in the previous prakim that Ezra did have the backing of the Persian government, but he prefers to operate, for whatever reason, in a different way, meaning he has this whole demonstration of crying and praying, and he builds consensus that way. So there are several possible reasons why that was. One is maybe he didn't think it was necessary to use hard power, right? You know, you only use that when it's necessary. You speak softly. You carry the big stick, so you don't use the big stick unless you have to use the big stick. It also seems to go against the grain of his personality. Ezra was a religious leader. He was a very charismatic leader, but a religious leader. He was a teacher. You know, he was more accustomed to fasting and praying and teaching than he was to using force. Right? That was Nehemiah's job. We'll see with Nehemiah that he wasn't afraid to use the big stick. Instead, Ezra, you know, he builds consensus. It's also possible that, despite the fact that Ezra was given this, was told that he was going to get backup, you know, it's one thing that he was told, and it's another thing whether or not that existed in reality. Maybe Ezra couldn't really back it up. Maybe Ezra didn't really wield the power that was supposedly invested to him by Artaxerxes. We're in Pasuk Tet. All of the people of Yehuda and Binyamin came to Yerushalayim l'shloshet hayamim for 3 days, hu chodesh hatashi'i, in the ninth month, which would be Kislev, be'esrim b'chodesh, in the 20th day of the month, v'yishu kol ha'am b'rechov beit elokim, they sat in the square before the Beit HaMikdash, maridim al hadvar, hadavar, v'hagishamim. Right? They were trembling, they were shaking because of this issue and for the great rain. Right, from the rain. Vayakam Ezra Kohen. Ezra the Kohen got up. Vayomar lehem. He said to them, "Atem ma'altem. You have trespassed. You have violated. Batashivu nashim nachriot. And you've married foreign women. Lo sifa lashmat Yisrael. And this is added to the guilt of Israel. Vata. Now, tenu toda lashem. Confess to God." Elokei Avotechem, the God of your fathers, v'asu ritzono, do his bidding, v'ibadlu me'amei ha'aretz u'minanoshim ha'nochriyot, get rid, separate yourselves from the nations of the world and from these foreign women. V'yanu kol kahal, everybody answered, v'yamru kol gadol, and they said together, King, kidvarecha, yes, as you said, aleinu la'asot, that's what we have to do. Aval, but ha'amrav, there are a lot of people, ha'it kishamim, and it's the rainy season. Dein koach la'amod b'chutz. We don't have the strength to stand outside. It's cold, it's rainy. Amlacha lo liyom echad, lo lishnayim. And this is not 1 day or 2 days worth of work. Kiyarbinu lifsho b'davar hazeh. Because we really have greatly transgressed. Right? There's a lot of work to do. It's a big problem. Yamdu nasar reinu l'chol ha'kahal. Let the princes of the congregation stand. Anybody in our cities who have married foreign women will come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and the city's judges, until God's wrath is turned away from us. Adla davar hazeh, regarding this matter. Ach Yonatan ben Asael v'Yechaziah ben Tikva amdu al zot. Right, only Yonatan the son of Asael and Yechaziah the son of Tikva amdu al zot. They stood up against this idea. Meshulam v'Shabtai Halevi Azram, and then they were helped by Meshulam and Shabtai the Levim. V'yasu kein b'nei ha'gula. And so this is what the B'nai HaGola did. This is what the community of returned exiles did. Vayibadlu Ezra Kohen Anashim Roshei Avot. Ezra separated out Ezra as well as the heads of families, Levet Avotam, the heads of each family, chieftains of each family, B'chulam b'shemot, all of them by name, v'yishvu b'yom echad l'chodesh ha'asiri l'daryosh ha'davar. Right, so Ezra, they separated them out, meaning they got together a group of people, separated out a group of people, and these people got together the first day of the 10th month of Tevet, Lidrosh HaDavar, to look into it. V'yechalu b'kol ha'anashim ha'oshivu nashim nochriyot. When they finished with all of the men that had married foreign women, ad yom echad l'chodesh harishon. It took them all the way until the first day of the first month, right? So it took them 4 months to go through all of the population and figure out who had married foreign women. From here until the end of the perek is a long list of men who had married foreign women. So amongst the Kohanim, they found among, so this is another phone book perek from here on in. Men who had married foreign women from the Kohanim. Bibnei Yeshua ben Yotzadak, from the family of Yeshua ben Yotzadak, ve'achav, Maasya, ve'Eliezer, ve'Yariv, u'Gedalia. Those four from that family. Vayitnu yadam lahotzine sheihem, and they agreed to divorce their wives, v'ashemim el tzon. And they confessed their guilt, and they brought as korbanot a ram for their guilt. Mibnei Imer, Hanani uZevadia, from the family of Imer, Hanani and Zevadia. Mibnei Charim, Maaseya veEliya uShemaya veYechiel veUzia. Mibnei Pashchur, Eliyoenai, Maaseya Yishmael Netanel Yozavad veElasa. Min Halavim, so that was the Kohanim. Now the Leviim. Now Leviim, Yozavad v'Shimi v'Kalya huKlita. Apparently two names, Kalya and Klita. Petachia, Yehuda, and Eliezer. Min haMeshorerim, from the singers, that group of Leviim, Eliashiv. Min haShoarim, and from the gatekeepers, Shalum, v'Telem, v'Uri. So those are the Leviim. Now, from the Yisraelim, from the regular Jews, from the laymen, Mibnei Parosh, Remiya, V'Yizia, U'Malkiya, U'Miyamin, V'Elazar, U'Malkiya, U'Vnaya, U'Vnei Elam, Matanya, Zacharia, V'Yichiel, V'Avdi, V'Remot, V'Eliya. Mibnei Zatu, Elioenai, Eliashiv, Matanya, V'Remot, V'Zavad, V'Aziza. Mibnei Bavei, Yehochanan, Hananya, Zabai, Atlai. Mibnei Bani, Meshulam, Maluch, V'Adaya, Yashuv, Ushaal, Yeramot. V'Ramot. Mibnei Pachat Moav, next group, Adna, Uchlal, Binaya, Maaseya, Matanya, Vitzalel, Vinoy, Vnashe. Mibnei Charim, Eliezer, Yishiya, Malkiya, Shemaya, Shimon. Binyamin, Maluch, Shmaria. Mibnei Chashum, Matnai, Matata, Zavad, Elifelet, Yiremai, Minashe, Shimi. Mibnei Vani, Maadai, Amram, Viuel. Binaya, Vedia, Kiluhu, Vanya, Meremot, El Yashiv, Matanya, Matnai, Viyaasi, Uvani, Uvinoi, Shimi, Vishalemya, Vinatan, Vaadya, Vaadaya, Machnadvai, Shoshai, Sarai, Azarel, Vishelem Yahu Shemaria Shalom Amaria Yosef. Big family. Vibnei Nevo Yiel Matitya Zavad Zevina Yadai Viyoel Binaya. Kol Eile Nasu Nashim Nachriot. All of these men had married foreign women. Viyeshmehem Nashim Viyasimu Banim. And some of them, they had children by those wives. Ultimately, there are 113 people that had married, that are listed here, that had married foreign women, out of a community of, probably between, 50, we're talking 50, 60,000. So all told, either the numbers doesn't seem that big, but it's a question of stepping in the breach. It's also possible that they really didn't get everybody, meaning that they got a lot of them, but they didn't really succeed in solving the problem at this point. They would try again later in the time of Nehemiah with greater success. Or that it just lists the leaders, that these were the main culprits, the culprits from amongst the leadership, but that, really they forced more than these 13 people to divorce. Whatever it is, either way, it's with this episode that Sefer Ezra concludes, and the next thing that we're going to see is the diary of, what's essentially the diary of Nehemiah, written in the first person, and we're going to be introduced to this character of Nehemiah tomorrow.